Guys, we got some breaking news. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky is stepping down from his leadership post. He just announced that he's retiring. The same guy who allowed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, you know, the gun control, the most prominent gun control in the last 30 years, the one who allowed that to become law. Yeah, him. Let's get into this announcement. Hey guys, I want to tell you all about Vanish Holsters. It's not your average range day holster. You can see I wear it a lot. It's broken in. It's designed to eliminate all of your excuses that hold you back from carrying daily. It's comfortable and discreet. You'll even forget that you're wearing it. This holster fits 99% of semi-automatic firearms. It offers versatile carry positions. It conceals two fully loaded magazines, as you can see here. Plus, it comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Now, that says a lot. Now, Vanish wants to hook you, your friends, and your family up. By using my discount code below and in the pinned comment, you can get this holster for 30% off, plus a second holster half off the already discounted price. Equip each family member with the most comfortable concealed carry holster you can find. Act on this sale now to secure this exclusive family and friends bundle. It's made from premium no stink material that wicks sweat and minimizes odor. The waistband is extremely stretchy and has it's very comfortable. It comes in two different sizes. One option will fit up to a 46-inch waist and the other up to a 68-inch waist. It's the most comfortable holster you will ever wear, or your money back guaranteed. It's extremely lightweight. It comes in at 6 ounces and it's ambidextrous. Guys and gals, jump on this sale now. Link is down below. This will not last long. I use it regularly. It's extremely comfortable. Check them out. Vanish Holsters. Jump on this now before you miss out. All right. So Mitch McConnell, who is just turned 82 years old, announced on the Senate floor in a speech a little over an hour ago that he is stepping down as leader. Now, he began by saying, quote, "One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter." Many people in Congress should have done this 20, 30 years ago. Mitch has been in the Senate for 40 years. He continued, "So I stand before you today to say that this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate." Mitch went on to say that he plans to serve out the rest of his term. Now, the term he's currently in ends January of 2027, but he will work with his fellow Republicans through this year's election. I want you to hear this part in his own words.
"Here today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November, and they take the helm next January. I'll finish the job the people of Kentucky hired me to do as well, albeit from a different seat, and I'm actually looking forward to that."
McConnell went on and addressed why he has come to this decision. He said that he began reevaluating his career after his sister-in-law died in a car accident earlier this month. His quote was, "When you lose a loved one, particularly at a young age, there's a certain introspection that accompanies the grieving process. Perhaps it's God's way of reminding you of your own life's journey to prioritize the impact of the world that we will all inevitably leave behind. I turned 82 last week. The end of my contributions are closer than I'd prefer." You know, and that should be something we all focus on. Like, we all, time is our number one resource. None of us have enough time or the time that we think we have or want to have. It's not guaranteed. Don't forget, Mitch McConnell also had that episode where he froze up for an extended period of time as well. They never really addressed that, but perhaps health is weighing in on his decision. But whatever happens, Mitch McConnell will be done in November when they select a new leader. So a new Senate leader in the Republican Party will be selected in November, and they will actually take the helm in January. So even though he's announcing he's done, he's not done until the end of the year, but he will continue his last term, which ends January of 2027. And then Kentucky will be looking at a new, hopefully, conservative, Second Amendment-loving, Constitution-loving senator. That's the focus. Constitution-loving. I don't think many of these folks even know what the Constitution is anymore. But, hey, Mitch McConnell stepping down. The power is shifting. Hopefully we can get a leader that will bring the power back to We the People. I know. I'm going to go stand in the corner now. Take care.